Hello everyone. Today I want to talk to you about what usually happens when the promise is near or whenever God has given you something that he wants you to accomplish, something great, something big. These are some of the things that you need to look out for. And one of them is what I call Ishmael. Now, Ishmael, as you know in the Bible, came before the promised child of Abraham and Sarah. So the promised child was Isaac, only to realize that they could not wait on God. So they went ahead and got Ishmael through Hagar, and we know the story. But what I want to say to you that in this life, you know, while we are not in the Old Testament, we encounter Ishmaels. And one of that I encountered in my life, my Ishmael, was the fact that many things came before what God said. There were people there who would tell you that, hey, this is not going to happen, this is not going to work, do that. And if you are not careful, as faithful as you are to that point, as faithful as you are to that moment, you can switch and lose your promise. You can switch and lose what God told you to do. So here I am saying to somebody, this is what you have to do. Remember when God spoke to you, he spoke to you, and you knew that he spoke to you. Hold on to what he said to you. And the next thing you're going to do is you are going to go back to God and say, God, here I am. I am holding on. These are the things that are happening around me. I do not want to fail. So I'm asking you to help me to cross this threshold. It's like a river. You're about to cross a river into the greatest place of your life. Here comes the devil trying to snatch you from going across the river. This is where oftentimes in my life I get silent because I have to go before God in silence. I have to go before God asking God now to give me his hope, to show me that he's with me. And I can tell you, he's going to show up. He's going to show up, because if you are willing to hold on with your dear life to this promise, when God sees you holding on, it is going to be fulfilled in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It will be fulfilled. Mighty God. Hallelujah. And you will understand why you had to go through all that. Not only that, God will be glorified out of your life. It will be worth it, my friend. Hold on.